I'm starting?
You're starting.
All right, I'm glad somebody told me. We could have waited a long time. When I finished, am I bringing the chief up?
Yes, sir.
All right.
There's you, the chief, and then chief's going to bring up the commission.
All right. All right. Why don't we go ahead and get started? We're really pleased at the partnership today. Last summer, the Greektown merchants asked for a meeting of Chief Craig and me to deal with a number of issues, and they had legitimate issues. As downtown has gotten more and more popular, we found that in a very short period of time, you could have a huge surge in business in Greektown. And we were talking about what do we need to do to have the right kind of patrols to be responsive. And the more we talked, the more Chief Craig said, you know, if we could see this in a real-time basis, we could respond quickly and not have to worry so much about closing off streets. And so we talked about, well, what if we did something different on Green Light? Rather than have it on individual businesses, what if we took the whole Greektown area, mostly Monroe Street, but also Macomb, Lafayette, Brush? What would happen if we did a whole corridor? And then the police can watch real time, business owners can watch on their own iPads or smartphones in real time, and we can strategize together. And out of that meeting came a partnership. This is the first one, but I think there'll be several more, where we're moving away from an individual store to now an entire corridor. So we're gonna have 15 cameras, each of which has four different lenses that are spaced out across here. 11 business owners signed up on a single agreement with us. They're paying $250 a month, so basically $8 a day for these businesses. And now we're up to 247 Green Light locations, and we've got business owners in at least three other corridors talking about doing the same thing. And one of the things that I really love is when we started, we created the brightest, most flashing green lights the chief could imagine. I think he picked it out himself because nobody knew what a green light was, and we wanted people to know where they could go to get gas, to go to the store safely late in the evening. Now, as the number continues to climb, we're going to be to the point where we're going to have 400 or 500 green lights flashing all over the city. And so we said, what if we tried a different model? And so I know that the folks will show you today, but we're going to have more subdued signage that indicates this is a green light corridor. And everybody's going to know that Greektown will be a very safe place to go. And the Detroit police will be able to monitor it from a bird's eye view on a continual location, on a continual basis. I just want to say thank you to the Greektown merchants. When we sat down and started talking about this, we had no idea how this was going to work, but they've worked with us every step of the way. We're up and live, and I couldn't be more pleased. And with that, let me introduce the person who has promised that Greektown will remain one of the safest places in the city of Detroit, Chief James Craig.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. And yes, I make that commitment that it will be the safest place in Detroit. I know some of you in the media will hold me to that. But I will tell you, I'm excited. This truly is the next evolution of green light. We talk about a green light corridor, but what makes this so magical, and I'll use magical, is the fact that the collaboration and coordination with the 11 businesses. This is kind of personal for me. You know, I've been back in the city of Detroit now almost 5 years. This very hotel was my home for about a week. And so to have the green light corridor start here certainly matters to me. I want to also thank some members of my staff. We have First Assistant Chief Stair, and certainly Trisha Stein, I did it again, Malik, and James, thank you. Assistant Chief James White, and so many others who have worked tirelessly on something that started as a very small idea, and now here we are seeing crime reductions across the city. And when we think about carjackings across the city, and we believe that green light has played a significant role. So over 2 years, a 44% reduction in carjackings in and around green light locations across the city, as compared to last year, 11% reduction. And when you talk about over 2 years, 24% reduction. So does green light work? I say it does. And so this is the next evolution, and I'm excited. Also here we have our council and certainly the police commission. Appreciate your leadership and support. And at that point, I think we're bringing a police commissioner up, but I'm not sure which one. The senior one. Okay. Thank you.
All right, good. Thank you. I'm Commissioner Willie Burton, District 5. I'm here with my colleague, Commissioner Darrell Brown, who's new to the commission. We are excited about Project Greenlight and under Chief Craig's, James Craig's leadership. Greenlight has proven to work here in the city of Detroit. Chief Craig is ensuring that, Project Greenlight is a tool, a resource tool that's not only going to work in our neighborhoods, but also work in our business community. Where there is a green light, we see a reduction of crime in those green light locations. District 5 and also residents throughout the city are excited about green light. To see the first hotel, the Athenium Hotel, to be able to launch today as green light, is showing that the city is moving in the right direction. Under Mayor Duggan's leadership and also Chief Craig's leadership, this right here, to imagine 4 and 5 years ago that we would be a green light and see what the department can do for us, uploading those images that can lead towards arrest, it showed that we have came a long way. And this is the greatest department. You got many great men and women here in this room that's dedicated to ensuring the safety for those that live, work, and play in the city of Detroit. So this is a great day for Detroiters. Project Greenlight.
Well, the next speaker we have is our new Councilman Roy McAllister.
Former member of the police department.
Yes.
Thank you so very much, and thank you, Chief, and thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'm proud for the simple fact that the Greenlight initiative started in District 2. It started at Wyoming and 6 Mile. At the Marathon gas station, and now we looked at, we're going at almost 250 locations, and now we have 11 businesses that are joining in this process. So it shows how the initiatives of what the chief is doing and what the mayor is doing as far as making our city safe, as well as a deterrent for those of those who want to go out and commit crimes. And it makes people feel good about going in and making sure that they're spending their dollars in the city of Detroit. So I'm just proud to say that from the first initiative, which was in my district, to now this, and I'm pretty sure there'll be many more. Mayor Duggan, thank you so very much. And Chief Craig, thank you so very much.
Okay, and I'm going to try to not mess this name up. Tassel Tassif, president of Tassel. Sorry.
All right. Sir? Teachers used to call me Tassel. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
On behalf of the Greektown Preservation Society, I would like to thank you for being here. We are happy to welcome Mayor Duggan, Chief Craig, and DPD to introduce Greektown as Detroit's first official green light district. For decades, through community involvement and strong partnership with the DPD, Greektown has been one of the safest neighborhoods in the city of Detroit, and we are always looking for ways to ensure that our loyal guests can be confident in the same level of comfort for decades to come. When Mayor Duggan approached us about becoming Detroit's first official green light district, we were more than happy to step up to the plate and participate. We feel fortunate to have a strong partnership with both Mayor Duggan as well as DPD, and we didn't blink at the opportunity to support this initiative and make a safe neighborhood even safer. Thank you.
So at this point, we'll take questions. As we get ready to get started, I wanted to, and the mayor mentioned it in his remarks, you know, in the neighborhoods we have that very bright green strobe type light. And if you look to my left, you will see the subdued lighting with the light green light corridor. And so that's what it's going to look like. So with that, we'll take any questions.
This was, I don't know, July or August.
Great question. I mean, we've have situations you've seen over the last several years where we've made arrests rather quickly. But imagine when that brawl took place, 911 call is made, it would have come into our real-time crime center, and then we would have immediately been able to see the images and get officers responding quickly, particularly with, you know, the number of officers we have walking foot beats generally during the summertime, if maybe just a short block away and walk right up on it. So
talk about all the brawls that have been avoided in the gas stations when the green light.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Mayor pointed out, we've seen a number of times where people come into a green light location, like gas stations, and look up at the light, look at the signage, and say, not here. And so just the idea of knowing that they're being watched changes the game totally. And I got to believe that those who will visit will know that there's green light in Greektown. They probably assume, based on, you know, our apprehensions of using that brawl as an example, that there were cameras posted. But these are high-definition cameras, and it's real time. So when that 911 call is made, it's coming right into our real-time crime center, and we're notifying our assets on the ground quickly. Today, we're up and running. You'll be able to see, this is an example of the signage.
Is the signage up now?
They're outside.
Walk out on Monroe, you'll see them.
Yeah, you'll see them. They're already, and they're green too, yes. Any other questions? Yes, ma'am. I've never seen that study, and I know we've talked about green light and the effectiveness of it. I will tell you, I disagree, vigorously disagree, and I'm going to tell you, let's use Manhattan. I think we had a pretty substantive conversation about Manhattan. They had probably more cameras in that little area, and that doesn't mean that things are not going to happen, but folks know that they'll be watched. So, do we want to continue to reduce crime in the city of Detroit? Absolutely. We think as we continue to have green lights come up, whether it's a corridor, other businesses, we think it's going to continue to assist us in driving crime down in the city. You know, I would imagine, so as the mayor pointed in his remark, we have, I think it's four or five other potential corridors, business corridors, that are interested in doing this very thing. So I'm excited that it's here in Greektown, and we think it's just going to continue to grow, and the interest is, this is just going to pique the interest.
In addition to that, we've got 80 individual businesses backlogged in the pipeline. It's going to be months to get through all the folks that have voluntarily signed up. So we're now starting to have conversations. Any businesses that contact us, we say, if you'll get a group of five in your corridor, you don't need to do it by yourself, we can do a corridor. So now we're having conversations with the 80 in the pipeline saying, how many corridors can we do?
I I think that as we continue to grow the Green Light Detroit, what I think it's going to be is what we've seen in many places. I talked about the reduction in crime. It's going to act as a deterrent. People generally do not want to engage in criminal activity where they know they're being watched or where they could be apprehended. So I see it as a deterrent in the most part. So,
And if you look at the numbers, and we're pretty obsessed with metrics, it's probably adding, on average, an extra priority one call per precinct per shift. That's about what it's doing. And when you think about the benefit, people in the city are treating green lights like sanctuary. We had some of the gas station owners, if somebody's being followed, somebody's being harassed, they are driving to green light locations and calling the police and waiting there. And so we feel very good about saying if our business partners will create that kind of an environment for our citizens, that we should support them. If we get up to two calls per precinct per shift, which would be a doubling of what we got, we'll be able to handle that. And I think it'll end up having just the opposite effect. But we're not having a problem handling the additional runs.
And I just wanted to also add, one of the advantages, we talk about green light as our officers that provide special attention. And again, I want to emphasize, when I say special attention to green lights, does not take away the opportunity to go to non-green light businesses. We do that as well. But I will tell you that the neighborhood police officer, he couldn't be here today, Officer Shank, who walks a footbeat in this area, knows many of these businesses, he will be paying particular attention also to this corridor.
Chief, you just touched on it a little bit. A lot of businesses have been making the allegation that they've been retaliated against with poor response time for not joining the Green Light Program.
You know, I'm glad you raised that question, because we did some research, and James, you could carry it a little further. It was one such gas station on the west side. We have spent more time, handled more calls for service at that one location than any other green light location. Where is that, the Marathon?
So it's a Marathon on Telegraph, police service out in 6 Mile, and they were a non-green
light. Why don't you go? They were non-green light, and I think we had handled something like 38 calls for service in, what, less than 2 months?
Right, since December, we had handled over 30 calls for service. This is a non-green light location. And that was based on a news report that they were not receiving the appropriate service. We took a very deep dive, a look at the data. The data did not support the allegations. In fact, it was contrary to the allegation. In fact, we had spent more time at that particular station than any other stations in the area. And then when you looked at the other allegation of a lack of response or slower response time, we found that in many of the instances, we responded quicker to this location than we had two green light locations. I believe one of the calls in question had a 6 minute response time, and we have the data to support that.
And let's put a dose of reality here. Is the 911 system gets a couple of thousand calls a day. If there is somebody in imminent danger, somebody's house being broken into, somebody with a gun, the dispatcher doesn't sort out, are you green light, are you not green light? The dispatcher sends the police car immediately in response to that imminent danger. If we have calls available and you get a lower call coming from a green light station, we'll respond quickly. But the idea of retaliation, the dispatchers in the dispatch office are professionals who are handling things in the way they're handling them. And you got to wonder about an individual whose business has 30 police runs since December and doesn't care enough about the safety of their citizens to spend $8 a day for green light. So if you talk to the citizens of this city, there is no doubt whether they are behind us. In fact, they've organized a number of neighborhood marches on businesses that haven't put in green lights, on particularly on these frequent locations. We're very proud of what we're doing, and I would just ask the folks here, the Greektown merchants, whether they felt any pressure or discriminated against or anything else, right? I mean, this process.
Absolutely not.
I would like to say something to Jim Pappas, and when the mayor offered us that, I think we all jumped at the opportunity to do it. And in this instance, we did it outside on the streets, not in the, into the individual businesses. Obviously, some people may feel that they don't want to be watched while they're in a restaurant or a particular business. And I think we worked out a model that we monitor the streets and not inside the businesses. Inside the businesses, every business has their own security systems and cameras and so forth. So it's not necessary to have double things and so forth. If the police department ever needs anything, we can turn over if there is an incident or something and they can see what happened and so forth. So I think that is a tremendous tool for enhancing security and not taking away from anybody's freedom and so forth. And I would advise other districts to really take this opportunity and make Detroit safer everywhere. Thank you.
Appreciate
that. One of the things you talked about was the cost. There are some businesses outside of the Greentown and downtown areas that have had some people they would like to join, but the immediate cost has been a little high. Do you believe if you don't have some the more quarters coming along, that that will drive down the individual cost for someone who still wants to get the individual business?
Right, and so we've worked out financing packages, discounts on lighting and the like. Comcast will finance your operation. If you've already got internet service, you're already paying $80 or $90 a month, so the incremental cost isn't that great, and it'll be spread out. And if you look at how much it is, it tends to be in the range of $5 to $8 a day. And this came about because the chief and I are listening to citizens who say, I go into this station, it's dirty, the person's behind the a bulletproof window, they're not responsive, they don't come out to help, I don't feel safe. And so we wanted, and then I heard from other business people who said, we want to find a way to work together. So we think we've got a good balance. The fact that we're now up to almost 250 have done it voluntarily. With what we have in the pipeline, we're going to get up to 400 who will do it voluntarily. And you look at who they are, drive around the city, small party stores, small gas stations. You have lots of small businesses that are doing this because they value the safety of their customers. And so I haven't found a business owner yet who didn't say to me, you don't have to have too many more customers come into your place at $5 to $8 a day before you make up for it. And we've got gas stations saying business is up 20, 30%. In the evenings, and the customers come in and say thank you for providing the safety. So I feel like we got a good partnership, and at least for the next year, we're going to keep going on a voluntary basis, and then we'll assess it from there. All right. Anything else? Thank you all very much.
Appreciate it.